there to everyone. I open the meeting, welcome our visitors, and remind everyone that the meeting is digitally recorded. So moving into the meeting, we have our visitors are all observers today, I believe. Thank you. And Tindall, our local resident, plus our visitor observers interested in a special event which is coming up quite shortly for Obdinda. So we have apologies from Councillor Sattler today, and also apologies from the Manager of Works. Are there any applications for leave of absence for the next meeting? Councillor Maxwell?
Next two meetings?
Yep. Can I have a mover and a seconder for the leave of absence to Councillor Maxwell, please? Councillor Shaw, Councillor Fowler. Is everyone in agreement? We'll allow him to have a lovely holiday. Thank you. 6 mil. Are there any declarations of interest for the meeting today? We do not have any response to public question time previous, and we do not have any questions being asked today. So we're moving to condolences. So the Shire of Beverley has been flown at half mask to mark the passing of Leonard Albert Doyle, known as Len, on the 29th of June. We'll move into item 7, the confirmation of minutes. So the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of June 2026. Can I have a mover and a second for the officer recommendation, please? Councillor Brown, Councillor Martin. Are there any matters arising? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0. Thank you. Moving into 7.2, which is the minutes of the Corporate Strategy Committee meeting held on the 15th of July. We have the officer's recommendation that the minutes of that meeting be received, and we have three items from that meeting which will be going through into the agenda. So I move in a second, please. Councillor Lawler, Councillor Maxwell, are there any matters arising in regard to that meeting, the minutes? So it's those three items which are coming up later. Okay, thank you. I take that as asked. 6-0. So we now move to technical services, which is on page 27, item 8.
Yes.
And there are no items under that heading. So we'll move to planning services, which is on page 28. And move into 9.1, which is special event planning for lot 6747 along Mawson Road, East Beverley. And the officer's recommendation for that planning item, which is a special event, is on page 35. The officer's recommendation is that council resolve that the use is consistent with the objectives of the rural zone, and that we grant planning approval for the Obdinda Music and Art Festival at that location, subject to the conditions and advice notes included as part of the agenda item. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Martin, seconded Councillor Lawler. Are there any questions from council or any further information from the manager of planning? I did just have one query, which was not a query really, just clarification out of interest. What is a wind management plan? A wind management plan.
Wind management plan. Might get the consultant or the applicant to clarify that?
As a matter of interest, yeah.
basically sets out different wind levels that we're kind of monitoring for live, and puts in place kind of a management plan around when we need to declad structures if there's high winds, or keep the stage safe at different levels of.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. No worries.
I haven't seen that one before. are there any other questions, Council? Is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you. 6-0. Congratulations on your event last year. So now we move to item 9.2, which is on page 77. Visitors are most welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting, and if you do need to leave, well, that's fine as well. So we're moving to page 77.
Good luck.
So, item 9.2 is a subdivision application from the WAPC in regard to road widening for bridge works, and the officer's recommendation is on page 78. And that's a council resolve to recommend to the WAPC that the application for the subdivision on lots 63501 of Little Williams Road be approved. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Maxwell, Councillor Brown. Are there any questions or any further information in regard to that item?
Is that in relation to the bridge works that were done last year? Is that?
Yes.
Good.
Yes,
that's already happened.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
How come that's already happened? And I just don't understand the process, that's all.
Obviously, ideally, you would have wanted it to be completed before they completed the works, but in actual fact, the actual works stayed well clear of this area that was resumed for roads dedication, so it didn't really affect anything.
Yep.
It's just that we had a bit of a challenge of land to get the signatures for the subdivision to progress from the affected land owners. That took months on end to get, which we did obviously in the end. And then there was a delay happening in the background for various reasons. But
so basically it was a work in progress which has now been completed.
It's
so
completed.
It was part of the bridge
that's,
plan.
Yes.
That's right. We actually have compensated the owners already.
Yeah.
I think we've paid the attorneys and the surveyors for the work yet to be concluded. So it's just a paper exercise at this point in time to clear it all up.
So you're comfortable with that?
Yeah, no, that was the only question I asked. I needed the process, I was trying to work out why.
Okay.
And it already happened, and then there were
very
much right. It does seem a bit back to front how we're going to build some holdups clearly. Can I just ask, in regard to those bridge works, so we received grant funding for that, does the grant funding include payment for the land that has to be reclaimed for the works, or is that?
That was my understanding. I do believe that this is something that would have had to be done by Main Roads themselves, but it was sort of shifted down to the local government to do. And we were tasked with something that really should have been done by Main Roads. So they had a budget, we confirmed that before we commenced the entire process. We confirmed with them in writing, do you have a budget for all of this, the surveyors, the solicitors, the land compensation, which they did. So it's a zero sum for us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Should be reimbursed.
Yeah. Okay, that's fabulous. I look forward to being able to access the grant funding for our many bridges that need attention.
Mm.
So, Council, are we all in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0, thank you. Page 83. Item 9.3, dividing fence. 4400 Road and 45 Wilson Street property, which is between private land and then land that the Shire owns, but it's for not public purposes, well, it isn't public purposes, I guess, but it's part of housing. The officer's recommendation is on page 85. And the officer's recommendation is that council resolve to contribute an amount of $3,074 to the construction of the dividing colourbond fence between those two locations in Wilson Street, Beverley. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Shaw, Councillor Lawler. Are there any questions to council or any further information?
Dawson Street.
Between the Dawson Street independent living units, just over the road, over here.
Oh, the new ones?
Yes. So it's quite self-explanatory. We've had this request before, but it was against an area in town that was actually for public purpose.
Thank you.
Okay, did you have any more questions about that, Councillor Brown?
No, ma'am.
In regard to the fence, did the Shire have an opportunity to provide any comment on the top of the fence or any colouring or anything like that?
No.
But you're comfortable with what's been progressed? Okay. Any other questions? Everyone in favour? 6-0. So page 87. In the one that we've just spoken about? Mm-hmm. Yes, anyway, we have passed that item now, but that did cross my mind. So 9.4 is a development application for a holiday house or short-term accommodation at 2 Short Street, Beverley. The office recommendation is page 89. The officer's recommendation is that council resolve to grant planning approval for a holiday house at that location, subject to the various conditions and advice notes included in the agenda item. Can I have a mover and a seconder to open the conversation, please? Councillor Martin? Councillor Lawler? Are there any queries, council?
Yes.
A different item that we've had before, Councillor Shaw?
Brown.
Oh, okay, Councillor Brown and then Councillor Shaw.
These are the same people that own the property next to the Thai store.
I'm not sure.
Are these the same?
No.
Same owners as the property next to the Thai store?
Stethoscope?
Yes.
No.
Different.
Different stethoscope, no.
Okay, so not involved with the other one? Okay, that's it is purely a holiday home. It's not going to become a B&B.
It is an Airbnb.
Yeah,
so it is an Airbnb, but it's going to be a registered one, is it?
Yes, that's right. So I've already received through the Department of Wines, which manages the short stay accommodation register, notification that they've registered there as a short stay accommodation service provider, which they are required to do by law, with the note that the development application had not been approved as yet.
So all eyes have got it, all T's across.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the quality of the submission, I think, is testament to that.
So my understanding is they're going to use the house itself when they're in Beverley, but then make it available when they're not using it. And they're registering it. So
good.
That's what we require to happen.
At least they're registering.
Absolutely.
That was my main.
Yes.
Councillor Shaw had a query?
That was my query. Whether it was an Airbnb, and I don't know, my thing with the. It's not a big issue here yet, but I know down south they've got all these Airbnbs everywhere and there's no rentals, so people who come into town who are looking for work, who've got a job but they can't get a house.
Yes.
And I didn't want us to get into that same.
No.
Not like we've got hundreds on me.
We're not quite there yet.
No,
but
we're a long way.
Understand what you're saying.
Yeah, that was my only comment I wanted to make sure was that.
Are there any other queries from council? I just had one comment in regard to that particular block. For council to be aware, and maybe more so the Agricultural Society, there is a gate at the back of that block which goes straight out into the oval. So a former owner of that property used to be pretty upfront and open of how great it was to be able to get onto the oval for free when the show was on, so which is pretty sad. But anyway, that's up to other people to be sorting out, not us, but I'm just making that comment. So, if there's no other questions, is everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? Thank you, 6-0. So, page 96 is building services. no items in that section. So the next page we commence the finance section. So 11.1 is the monthly financial report, and the officer's recommendation is on page 28. The officer's recommendation is that the interim monthly financial report for the month of June 26th be accepted and material variance has been noted. Move to seconder, please. Councillor Brown, seconded. Councillor Martin. Are there any questions? Everyone in favour? 6-0. 11.2 is on page 106. And 11.2 is an item for the council paid by authority. The officer's recommendation on page 108. The officer's recommendation is that a list of accounts as presented be received for the June month. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Shaw, second. Councillor Maxwell. Are there any questions or any more comment from Deputy CEO? Councillor Shaw, do you have a question?
I've got a question on the accounts.
Okay, well, yes.
So the two fire trucks getting serviced, 30 green, it's just wondering, is it, what do they do? That's for money.
What was the...
It's on page 112, about half a third of the way down.
Yeah, I think one gearbox issues.
Yeah.
And the other one's just the generals.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Which is all being reimbursed.
Oh, that gets reimbursed
from PCS.
Oh, who cares?
No, yeah, no,
I just saw that.
Bit of work when, yeah.
Because I already dealt with gearbox in a truck similar to that, and it didn't cost a thing really. That
it
was a big number. Yeah.
No, I think there was issues with pumps and all that.
Oh,
I think
okay.
The Dale one, then we had to get the Beverly Hills.
Okay, and I just thought that was a lot, just for two services and a gearbox. So if we get it reimbursed, well, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Any other questions? Well, Simon, did you have anything else you needed to share? Everything's all good?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Everyone in favour of the officer's recommendation? 6-0, thank you. Go to page 119. So item 11.3 is the material variances for the 26-27 year. And office recommendations on page 120. Sorry, it's the Corporate Strategy Committee's recommendation. That a budget variance reporting parameter of 10% on budget items of $10,000 or greater for the 26-27 financial year be adopted. I have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Lawler, seconded Councillor Martin. Are there any questions? Everyone in favour? 6-0. Thank you. So the next item is on page 121. Is the 2026-27 budget for rates. And the Corporate Strategy Committee recommendation is on page 126. Voting for this is the majority, which we do have. So the, I'm not sure that I'm going to read all that out. Do you want me to read all that out, Mr. Seale? No, it's in the agenda. So the Corporate Strategy Committee's recommendation is included in the agenda item. Provides information in regard to the rates, minimum amounts that will be paid, the date of service for the rates notice, the discount that will be applied for anyone that pays within 21 days of the service date. Talks about about the interest that will be charged on overdue rate instalments, administration charge for managing instalments, and the dates of payment for instalments. Move and second it, please. Councillor Lawler, second. Councillor Maxwell. Are there any other questions or any matters to raise in regard to the budget item, which essentially equates to a 6% rise across the board? Everyone in favour? 6-0. Yeah. Now we move to page 128, which is the budget. Item 11.5. The 26-27 budget. And on page 132 is the Corporate Strategy Committee's recommendation. That being that the balanced 2026-27 budget be adopted. Move it a second, please. That's a short answer, Martin. Any further comment? Everybody in favour? 6-0. Move to item 12.1, on page 204. Clarify our voting delegates for the local government and general meeting. We do have to nominate who our delegates are to complete the officer's recommendation. So the delegates that are going to the local government convention this year are Councillor Lawler, Councillor Martin and myself.
Thank you. Well, Madam President, your obvious choice, so I will nominate you.
I'll nominate Councillor Lawler. Okay, so.
Thank you, Councillor Martin.
Ridgeway and Lawler, and the proxy is Councillor Martin.
That's it.
Is everyone.
Thank you, because I will nominate Councillor Martin.
There we go. We have an officially nominated proxy. And hopefully Councillor Lawler and Councillor Ridgeway are going to be able to be at the meeting, otherwise Councillor Martin will have a job. So the officer's recommendation is that Council elect Councillor Ridgeway and Councillor Lawler as voting delegates and Councillor Martin as the proxy member for the 2026 West Australian Local Government Association Annual General Meeting, which is coming up in September. Mover and a seconder. Councillor Brown, Councillor Brown, everyone in favour. Okay. Now we move towards the end of the meeting. So item 13 is the elected members' motions where notice has been given, none that I'm aware of. We do not have any confidential items to be addressed today. Item 15 is late items. There's no late items that I'm aware of. And there's also no new business arising by order of the meeting. So just prior to closing, I would like to thank management, administration and councillors in regard to the budget process. It's becoming increasingly difficult to do more with the money that we have got. And being the closest level of government to the community, I'd just like to note that the financial assistance grants that we get through from the federal government, which when we first commenced used to be 1% of the national tax taken by the federal government, and that's now down to 0.49%. So if that was worked back to where it was originally, it would make a big difference. Obviously, the cost of living has been a huge issue, and a lot of the 6% rate rise that council has agreed to after much deliberation relates to increasing costs for council around insurance, wages, and some services that we're engaging others for, like the contractor pool and the waste management. So, I look forward to the 26-27 achievements because we have a busy year. Does rely on a lot of access to external grants. I'd like to thank Simon very much for the work that he's contributed with his finance team, putting it all together. And we look forward to you taking the acting CEO role for the next so many weeks. And happy holidays to our CEO, who's going to have a little break, which is lovely. So in saying that, I shall close the meeting. Thank you everyone for your attendance.